You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Matthew, chapter 4, and verse 1 to 4. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord." Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Jesus was praying in the wilderness. But 40 days of prayer and fasting did not stop the devil from coming to tempt Jesus. Neither will it stop you also from being tempted. However, what Jesus needed finally to be able to overcome the temptations of Satan is the Word of God. You see, there is a danger today in which prayer is being placed in a place where it does not belong. Prayer is important. We will continue to pray. Jesus taught us to pray. Jesus prayed in the wilderness. Jesus fasted. But when the devil came, it was not prayer that Jesus confronted the devil with. It was not fasting that Jesus confronted the devil with. It is the Word of God. Brethren, it is very critical to be grounded in the Word of God. There is a deception going on about prayer. Anywhere you see over emphasis on prayer, it is deception. You see, once you overemphasize something or you underemphasize it, you will eventually lead to error. Prayer has its own place, but so is the Word of God. Have you not had people that will say to you, "You must pray for 10 hours. If you have not prayed for 10 hours, you have not begun." Go and observe it. Those people will never tell you to study the Word of God for 10 hours. Somehow in our mind, we just feel that this Christian race is all about prayer. In fact, when you check the armor of God, the main component of the armor of God, 90% of it is the Word of God. The shoe of the gospel is the Word of God. The belt of truth is the Word of God. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. Breastplate of righteousness, shield of faith. In fact, it was after he had rounded up all of it that he now said, "Praying all prayers." So prayer is important. Don't get this message wrong. But what you will need to deal with the lies of Satan is the Word of God. Because see, what Satan is going to come against you with is not power, is deception. And the only way you can respond to deception is through knowledge. Many people today are not taught the Word of God. They are going to places where they pride themselves. They say, "In this place we pray. We pray in this place. Well, in this place, when we pray for 3 hours, we are just starting." You will discover, go and look at their lives. You will discover that they are living a chaotic and confused life. Because it is very important that we are grounded in the Word of God. It is important to pray, brethren, but it is very important that you also know the Word of God. Otherwise, you will perish because of ignorance, not because you don't pray. The scripture didn't say my people perish because they do not pray. He said they perish because of their ignorance. It is important that we must be well taught the Word of God. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.